Hi guys, my name is Ashley and I'll be giving my testimony as well. If we can open up in prayer, that would be great. Dear God, I pray, Lord, that you would just be present in this room, God, and that these testimonies and these stories that you have carefully planned, Lord, would be glorifying to you, God, and that I wouldn't be anxious, Lord, about how it turns out or anything, God, but I pray, Lord, that you would be glorified and that my inabilities and my shortcomings wouldn't stop you, Lord, from glorifying yourself, Lord. So please, Lord, just send your Holy Spirit here, Lord, to touch our hearts and just be here today. Thank you, and I pray in Jesus' name. So mine's kind of short. It's 2 pages, and it's not really a story. But, like, I'm really bad at writing, and I didn't know what to say, so sorry. This testimony has been one of the hardest ones to write so far. A lot of my struggles, I feel like, are still ongoing and inconclusive. And these feelings that I have, even though I know that they're true, sometimes it's just really hard to believe that they are. So here we go. So before I was a Christian, I was legalistic, proud, condescending, greedy, selfish, overly ambitious, insecure, and delusional. And now, as a Christian, I am legalistic, proud, condescending, greedy, selfish, overly ambitious, insecure, delusional. But I guess being a Christian, I realized it and accepted it, that that's who I am. Before I became a Christian, I justified my character flaws with by comparing, making excuses, and blaming. Now, as a Christian, I justify my character flaws by comparing, making excuses, and blaming. But it is God's soft whisper that rebukes me, and I surrender. In the past, I would make my decisions on cost-benefit analysis. What would have the best outcome? How would this please me, and what would I get in return? Now I make my decisions based on what seems reasonable by God's reason. Or at least God brings me to that point. It's not me. So one example of this would be missions. Freshman year, way back when it was KCCE, and I would hear of these KCCEers going on missions for their like whole summer break, and freshman lay would think, wow, like why would people go to an uncomfortable third world country for the whole summer when they have to get internships, when they could get internships, get paid, and make it look great on their resume. And then that's when God gave me the idea, you should be a full-time missionary. And I was like, gasp, forever? But I prayed to God, and I said, if I did become a full-time missionary, I would have to go for longer than like 2 weeks, because you know you can't really get the feel of it when it's that short. And if I do go, it would have to be during winter break, because summers are reserved for internships, and my parents would never let me go. And this doesn't make sense, because no one would want to go on missions during their winter break, especially for the whole month, because, you know, there's like Christmas and New Year's and family, and that's like our only legit break other than summer break, which are reserved for internships. And my parents, Yeah. So all these requirements are impossible. Ergo, I don't think I should be a full-time missionary. But now that I think about it, my requirements weren't really that unreasonable, but they were pretty unreasonable. But lo and behold, a couple weeks after I prayed that prayer, a sister came to me and she was like, "So I'm thinking of going on a mission trip." And I was like, "Oh, okay." And she was like, "Yeah, I want to go for the winter time." And I was like, "Oh, okay." And then she was like, "But I don't want it to be like a 2 week thing. I want it to be for the whole month." And I was like, "Oh, okay." And then she said, she asked if I would be interested. And I said, maybe. But then, like, thinking to myself, like, "Haha, God, you're really funny." And then there was the birth of the first Katie team. So that's how God makes some of my decisions now. And as clear as that one was, other decisions God doesn't make as clear. Does he want me to be a full-time missionary? To be honest, I don't know. For most of my college years, I took this conviction and ran with it, doing everything I could to fulfill it, and everything I was doing made sense. I was a civil engineer, you know, water treatment. I studied abroad in Espana, and but what happened was that I took something good that God gave me and made it into God. I no longer trusted and hoped in God, but in his mission for me, and I worked not for God, but for the goal. I took pride not in God, but in his earthly plans for me. And because of his grace and his mercy, he humbled me senior year. Senior year, I couldn't do engineering. I couldn't do what I felt like he was calling me to do. I didn't enjoy it, and I felt like I failed him. Yeah, but he brought me to the verse, Romans 14:17. "For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit." And this verse is from, like, stumbling each other, but it came perfectly for what I was struggling, because it was still, like, talking about the kingdom of God. And then it was there where I had to rediscover what I was living for, and that my righteousness, peace, and joy had to be found in the Holy Spirit. Yeah. So if God does make me into missionary, it definitely won't be because of my efforts, talents, and skills, but it would be from his glory, it would be from his strength and his power and his awesomeness, and that's the way it's supposed to be, because he gets all the glory. So, I guess to sum up my life, that's like a part of it. I've been running too many races, success, relationships, talents, intelligence, and I've been competing in too many competitions, and there was a point where I realized I was running the wrong race, and that other races don't matter. And as Jesus puts it, he says to me, Ashley, "You are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Choose the good portion, which will not be taken away from you." So, why am I Christian? Why do I keep running this race? It's because it's the only race that counts. It's the only one worth running, training, sweating for. The only one worth losing 240 grand in tuition, the only one losing your pride for, and the only one that lives up to the hype, and the only one that lasts forever. So, Yep, that's my story.